nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Dimension of sound.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
Heavenly, yes. Look at Me by Johnny Mathis. And now, my friends, Days of Wine and Roses in memory of Andy Williams. I certainly hope I passed the audition.
The day. Wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through a meadowland toward a closing door. Door marked nevermore, that wasn't there before. A lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Thank you. please accept my apology. But love is blind, and I was too blind to see.
Sorry by Brenda Lee. What a song. And now, my dear friends, MacArthur's Park by RDS Music. I certainly hope I pass this audition. Take it away, Ringo.
Never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and WordPress, in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. This park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green ice is flowing down. Someone's left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. Recall a yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and old men playing checkers by the trees. Garth's park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green ice is flowing down. Someone's left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took too long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. A song for me, for I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun.
And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passions flow like rivers through the sky. And after all the loves of my life, oh, after all the love of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why. Melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing's flowing down. Someone's left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
I love you, baby, and I want you to be.
One and only Frankie Lyman. I love you and I want you to be my girl. My God. Now I'm fixing a hole in memory of the Beatles by RDS Music. Man of 1001 singing styles. Take one, Ringo.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm feeling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. Really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win and wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting my room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will go. If I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See people run around, worry me, and never ask me why they don't get past my door. I'm taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still go. Sin stops my mind from wandering where it will go, where it will go. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in, stops my mind from wandering where it will go, where it will go.
Heartbeat by Tony DeFranco of the DeFranco family in 1974, I think. Now, my dear friends, Mind Games in Memory of John Lennon by RDS. Will I pass the audition?
Power.
Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer. Yes, my dear friends, here I am. Do you hear me? I was having a bit of a problem with the audio. I thought I was anyone. Anyway, welcome, my dear friends, to the latest RDS Gate Show. Yes, for September 1, 2025. Oh, yes, my dear friends. Time is moving. Time is going so quickly that it's unbelievable, isn't it? Time is moving. And we can't do a thing about it, can we? Well, welcome to the latest RDS Gate Show. The very latest RDS Gate Show, my dear friends. Yes, for September 1, 2024. What did you hear? Let me go over my list here. You heard on my magical show here. Look at Me by Johnny Mathis, I think 61, I'm not sure. Days of Wine and Roses in Memory of Andy Williams by RDS. I'm Sorry Now, Sorry Now by that other powerhouse of a voice, Brenda Lee. Followed by MacArthur's Park by RDS. I Want You to Be My Baby, 1957, I think. By Frankie Lyneman. I'm Fixing a Hole by RDS. From Sgt. Pepper's. Then Heartbeat by Tony DeFranco and the DeFranco Family. I think it was 1974. And to finish it was Mind Games by RDS Music. Who else is going to touch these songs? Well, I'm here. Hello, everyone out there listening. Hello, Ron and Rich in Heaven and all the other sky scanners. Randy, if you're here. Kurt, hopefully you're here. Clay and Rachel. Brian. Kevin. Renee, who knows? Whoever's listening in the sound of my wonderful voice, which is better. Still a little frayed, but better. Oh my gosh, is time moving so quickly? It's just unbelievable. Do we hear the music back there? I'm sure we do. I'm going to be reading from Gate Magazine. Of course, it's not the latest edition. I don't have that one. No. The Frightening Enigma. The Frightening Enigma of White-Eyed Kids. Yes, not black-eyed, white-eyed. While the phenomenon of black-eyed kids is fairly well documented, there is a lesser-known occurrence involving encounters with white-eyed kids. Unlike black-eyed kids who have entirely black eyes, void of any pupil, iris, or sclera, the white portion of the eye, the white-eyed kids have eyes that are totally sclera, black. No, white, what am I saying? You're reading wrong. Another difference between the two is that black-eyed sightings outnumber white-out sightings. The other white meat. For reasons unknown, white-eyed kids tend to appear older to older people, which has led many to believe that seeing them is a harbinger of death and bad health or some other calamity. White-eyed kids are also described as younger than black-eyed kids, usually between the ages of 5 and 13. They also tend to be very short, skinny, and with paler than normal skin. Many believe white-eyed kids are potentially more dangerous and have been involved in physical attacks against humans. They appear as children in order to gain our trust and appear non-threatening. But we know better, don't we? Only their demands are not met does their aggressive nature surface. One important trait that both share is that they only appear in isolated areas, unlike black-eyed kids who appear in groups. White-eyed kids are almost always seen alone. Eyewitnesses say they have seen the same white-eyed kids hours or days after the initial encounter, which leads many to believe they are being stalked. A 2013 encounter was posted on Reddit. It involved a man who was confronted by a white-eyed kid while in the parking lot of a store. Parking lot. I heard a sudden light tapping on the car window, which startled me. I turned to look out the driver's side, and I saw a kid about 8 or 9 standing about a foot from the door, staring at me. I said, "Yes, kid." He stood motionless and expressionless for a few seconds, then replied, "Mister, can you roll down your window?" Oh, he knew to roll. "Sonny, black-eyed kids, we have power windows now. We don't roll them down. We don't want to work too hard." My hand started for the crank. So it was a crank window. But I stopped myself. That pit in my stomach was telling me something was wrong. I shook my head and asked, "What do you need?" After a few seconds, he said, "I think I'm lost." At this point, I feel like something's up. I checked that my keys were still in ignition, and I glanced over my shoulder, wondering if this kid was bait for some kind of a robbery. But there were no other cars. When I looked back at the kid, my blood ran cold. Why hadn't I noticed it before? The kid had no pupils or irises, his eyes solid white. I quickly turned on the ignition. This time the tapping on the window was rather harder than before, and he said, "Mister, let me in your truck and take me home." Persistent, "take me home." The crazy part is I could feel his voice more than hear it. I threw the truck into gear and peeled out of there.
I kept glancing in the window, the mirror, and I could see the kid standing motionless. The next day I found two greasy, kid-sized handprints on the driver door and two on the windshield. I am still terrified to this day. He was terrified over two little kids with white eyes, the other white meat. The debate continues as to what the actual nature of both the black-eyed kids and the white-eyed kids are, but most tend to feel they are some form of demon. Theologians throughout the history have attempted to classify demons according to what rank they represent based on their eye color, and black eyes are characterized as soldiers, thugs, henchmen, or minions. White eyes are believed to be demon chiefs of staff. The request to be allowed into a car or house is timeless and goes back to ancient legends about vampires who could not enter a home unless invited. Perhaps there's some underlying order to the universe that says true evil cannot enter your life unless you willingly invite it. All who encounter these beings say they felt mentally controlled and didn't initially notice the unusual eye coloring until minutes into their encounter. While their true intent is not known, it is believed that they are, by doing as they ask, the eyewitness is allowing themselves to be lured or abducted into the entity's demonic world. Scary good. Yes. The white-eyed kids. So there are black-eyed kids and white-eyed kids. The white-eyed kids are the other white meat. I mean, or whatever. Isn't that terrible? I mean, this guy now, he's probably a man, full-grown man. He's going to need psychotropic medication. I mean, for the rest of his life. By the by, let me get the... I forgot to say what times I came on. You can catch the RDS Gate Show on 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday, followed by an older show, not too old. Well, I might surprise you, it might be very old. Then I'm 6 to 7 p.m. on a Wednesday, Eastern Time, following my show, is Clay and Rachel's The World According to Them. Wonderful show. And we have Kurt from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on a Tuesday night. And then my replay or replay is 1 to 2 a.m. on Thursday to Friday, followed by covers, nearly an hour by RDS Music. Now, to get to this article here. Cecil, are you here? Are you listening somewhere? I hear the creaking of the rocking horse.
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
How am I reading, Cecil? Am I reading well?
You're reading Stella.
Thank you, my boy. You're such a good boy. I hope you don't meet the light, because when you do, I'll lose a friend. Oh, Lord, I'll lose my friend from 1739.
1733, thank you.
Okay, at least it's not 100 years, Cecil. 49 minutes and 55 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. First humans on Mars could evolve into an entirely new species. Evolutionary biologist Professor Scott Solomon with Rice University says one day a human colony will not only live on Mars, but will also reproduce there. We know that. He explained that evolutionary changes will likely occur much faster on Mars than they do on the world of the Earth, or how it is on the Earth. Within one or two generations, changes will begin to take place. If a mutation pops up for people living on Mars, it gives them a 50% survival advantage. There's a huge advantage. And it means that these individuals are going to be passed through genes on at a much higher rate. Solomon says, Mars's gravity is only a third of Earth's, which could make bones more brittle and prone to breaking. And to overcome this challenge, human bones could become stronger and denser, and there won't be fat people. Everybody will be skinny. Oh, heavens. Other potential changes that Solomon predicted include a new skin tone to protect humans from the higher radiation levels, nearsightedness due to smaller living spaces, and more efficient oxygen usage to make the most of the low oxygen supply. And if humans end up living in a sterile environment on Mars, it's possible they may lose their immunity to Earth's microorganisms. Or microorganisms. Because of this, the Martian humans could eventually diverge completely from the humans on Earth to Mars people. Oh, gosh. They will be, oh, God, the man on Mars. Oh, heavens. Yes, we'll be lighter. Our bones will be stronger. Who knows? 52 minutes and 41 seconds. See what I can read here. Chupacabra suspected in a second killing in Honduras. After a man was bitten on the foot last February and his body drained of blood, a farmer has become the second victim of the blood-sucking creature. According to local media reports, a young man by the name of Giovanni left the party in the town of Yamaguela at around midnight and vanished while walking home. This is in Honduras. 3 days later, his body was found in a hard-to-reach location. Searchers remarked how puzzled they were to find his remains in such an inaccessible area. Where was it? When the body was examined by the authorities, they found he had been completely drained of blood, which the chupacabras do. Most of them are in Central America, Argentina, Puerto Rico, and Argentina, yes. Experts searched the area where Giovanni was found, but they could not find any evidence at all to determine what type of predator killed him. When questioned about what animal caused the attack, one local vegetarian replied, "We think it is a supernatural being. Maybe chupacabra. Goat sucker. But now they're sucking humans, not goats." Hmm. 54 minutes and 44 seconds. Oh my God. Poor man. UFOs are a vital national security threat, says an ex-defense official. According to Christopher Mellon, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, the United States is not the only nation struggling to explain UFO sightings. They're deeply frustrated, and that is the core of our show, Mellon said. in a Fox News interview when asked about the upcoming History Channel series called Unidentified, which looks into the UFO phenomenon. Mr. Mellon says he is concerned about the UFO sightings and he is begging the government to take action and to come clean. We know that UFOs exist. This is no longer an issue. The issue is that why are they here? Where are they coming from? And what is the technology behind these devices that we are observing? He asks. This is a vital national security issue which involves our sovereignty being violated by vehicles of unknown origin. Very true. UFOs are a vital national security threat, says ex-defense official Christopher Mellon. This is from an old book, because I am looking for articles, because I already finished the last one, you know. Adam is found with a half-life of 18 sextillion years. Sextillion. Inside a mountain in central Italy, scientists are setting a trap for the elusive substance known as dark matter. The bait is a big metal tank filled with pure liquid xenon. The gas is one of the cleanest and most radiation-proof substances on Earth, and ideal for capturing the rarest particle interactions in the universe. For the first time, more than 100 researchers measured the decay of an exon 124 atom into tellurium 124 atom. Yipes. The scientists were amazed when their research revealed that the half-life of exon 124 is an incredible 18 sextillion years, or 1 trillion times the current age of the universe, way above our heads. Oh, in search of my dear Becky Robbins, my dear Becky, how are you? Jet setter. This is truly an immortal atom. The real mystery is, where did it come from? What is its purpose? And could it help humans live longer? I don't know, editor, but you, I know, are not older than 47, are you? You certainly don't look it anyway. We are going to get together, my dear. Oh, are we going to get together someday? I'll be going out with the editor of Gate Magazine. Lord. Well, we are down to a minute on the latest show, September 1, 2024. Be aware, my friends. Be aware of the shadow people. Be aware of the black-eyed kids, the white-eyed kids, and whoever comes to your door and knocks on it to let you. Let them in, don't let them. If you do, you will be terribly sorry. You can be cursed eternally. That's about the show for tonight. Don't hang. You don't have to hang. You don't have to hang just because I'm not there. But I'll be there in 7 days, hopefully. Until we meet again, my dear friends, it's RDS from RDS Music. Somewhere from Manhattan in New York. Good night, my friends. Have wonderful nightmares.